The first reading today is Psalm 148. Praise for God's universal glory. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his host. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. He established them forever and ever. He fixed their bounds, which cannot be passed. Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and frost, stormy wind, fulfilling his command. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth, young men and women alike, old and young together, let them praise the name of the Lord. For his name alone is exalted. His glory is above earth and heaven. He has raised us up a horn for his people. Praise for all his faithful, for the people of Israel who are close to him. Praise the Lord. The second reading is from Luke 2, 41 to 52. Now every year his parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up as usual for the festival. When the festival was ended and they started to return, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but his parents didn't know it. Assuming that he was in the group of travelers, they went a day's journey. Then they started to look for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem to search for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, "Child, why have you treated us like this? Look, your father and I have been searching for you in great anxiety." He said to them, "Why were you searching for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. His mother treasured all these things in her heart, and Jesus increased in wisdom and in years and in divine and human favor. Listen to what the Bible is saying to us today.
Well, we made it. We can all take a big, deep breath now and relax a little. The season of Advent has come and gone. The purchased gifts wrapped and shared. The parking lot struggles behind us. The annual adventure to pick up the Christmas tree remains in our recent memory. And Christmas Day, the day we celebrate the birth of the Christ child, has come, and we continue celebrating this day. It's an exciting time in our faith journey. Or perhaps your season of Advent was different, where it was a quieter month with limited shopping, a little eating, no tree, and a nice peaceful Christmas day where you took the opportunity to go for a walk outdoors and enjoy an evening meal. No matter how you experience the Advent season and Christmas Day, I expect this week may feel a little calmer after the Christmas storm, and that you find yourself shifting into a new gear, winding up 2012 and looking ahead to 2013. Personally, I love Christmas Day. I wake up to a very quiet household with a deeper appreciation for the day of rest that the neighborhood seems to take. People are still, the day is quiet, cars stay parked at least in the morning, and the smell of bacon comes waffling through my neighbor's windows. The one day in the year where it feels so right to stop and recognize things. The winter feel of the outdoors, the little tiny winter birds, the sounds of coyotes at night, and boy were they out last night, kept me up the whole night. The drizzle of the rain, the sun peeking through the clouds sometimes. On one hand, we are finishing up a calendar year with this huge event that consumes every minute for days and days as soon as Halloween is done. And on the other hand, Advent begins a new year in the Christian calendar, and the birth of Jesus is one of the foundational stories of our faith. This new beginning each year creates a time for us to think about a new little one, the vulnerability, the beauty, the hope of all the ways that Jesus will lead us into new ways of thinking and being in the coming year. And what a way to illustrate how we may go about entering this new time. The psalmist who wrote the psalm we heard today is rare in that they only wrote about praise. No pleas or laments are included, and the feeling of this reading is very positive. It creates an invitation, or possibly even a demand, to join in on a joyful celebration. All of creation, human and creature, are told to praise God and offer gratitude. It sings a song about God's place within our lives as individuals and collectively in community. I think reading this psalm today is perfect timing after experiencing the children's service on Christmas Eve, imagining the donkeys, the sheep, the camels, the doves singing their songs while the birth of Jesus is happening. While we as humans know what praising God sounds like, we do it through our song and prayer each day. There are parts of creation invited to come and praise God. Let's think about that for a minute. There are birds singing, owls hooting, wind whistling, fire crackling, the pounding of hail, the sounds of the storm. There are ways that creation makes its presence known, but I wonder if creation is being silenced. Each day we hear about ways our environment is impacted. The Burns Bog Society fighting against development proposals. The Willoughby Langley residents fighting to save a forest. Farmers' pleas to save land out in Tawasin instead of the new highway that's being built. Our population is growing and growing, and as a result, our ability to praise God's creation is hindered due to development, climate change, and extinction. I took a deeper look into the meaning of praise this week, the act of expressing approval or admiration, the offering of grateful homage in words or song, the state of being approved or admired, or to express approval, or to offer great admiration in words or song. I want us to think for a moment about praise and what does it mean for you to be praised. Think about a time when you were praised for something you did. What did people say? What did it feel like? What are some words that were shared similar to praise? Perhaps thank you. Personally, when offered genuinely, I think praise can be a beautiful thing, whether it is sharing time with a child who works so hard on a piece of art or story and then wants you to listen, acknowledging someone for their commitment and hard work and hours of dedicated creativity, or receiving praise when you hit a significant year at your workplace, a dinner out for your 25th anniversary, or a signed letter of appreciation from your employer. Praise comes in many forms, some more appreciated than others, and sadly, often praise for some only comes when an ending is near. A congregational member in my previous church once shared that he was grateful and sad all at the same time, that the only time he received praise and was that when he was appreciated for his 35 years of retirement at his workplace. I also see experiences of this at memorial services where appreciations are shared during eulogies and reflections, but not to the person directly before they died. Praise is such an important offering and yet a difficult thing, a challenge for us as humans to do. This week, we imagine the people in Bethlehem praising Mary and Joseph on the birth of their son. The lectionary also jumps along in the gospel reading this week to a story of Jesus who appears at about 12 years old, challenging his parents with individuality and decision-making. Mary, Joseph, and Jesus journey together to celebrate the Passover. They get disconnected. Parents are consumed with worry and fear, while Jesus finds his own connection with God. So what helps you to feel a deep down connection with God? Or like the psalmist, offering praise to all that you see? We can celebrate the Christmas story, the miracle of this new baby, and contemplate how we might respond to what God has done for us. This coming year, 2013, as the Northwood community always strives towards, we will be embracing the community with the love of Christ. This is our ongoing mission, and this year we look ahead to intercultural ministry with Japanese and Korean community. We will experience a huge change on our ministry board with many people completing their terms, creating space for new energy and wisdom. I believe a new roof is in our future. And many amazing events are in the works, groups, ministries, hot lunches, youth groups, children's church, choirs, music, thrift shop. What would it mean to commit to a whole year of praise? What would it mean to commit to a whole year of praise in all that we do? How might we embrace the act of daily praise and appreciation? We certainly strive towards this during the season of Advent. We had Advent bags, serving turkey lunch, creating hampers, putting together shoe boxes, sewing costumes. It was all pretty joyful. We can continue making a joyful noise. We can praise God for all that has been created and will be created. And as the great 92-year-old author George White said, "When I get out of my car, I look around me and wonder, as only God could create this. And thinking about my wife, I take a stroll, find a seat, and peacefully delighted in the wonders of nature, praising God." Amen. We're going to stand and sing.